When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Homeschool with Moxie podcast. I'm your host, Abby Banks, and this is episode number 44. As a former classroom teacher, now homeschooling mom of five, I love to equip and encourage other homeschool families. So stick around to learn how to homeschool with Moxie. It's about embracing your journey and finding your groove. Show notes for today's episode can be found at 41more.com/44. This episode is brought to you by my free personal productivity analysis guide. Yes, you do need to analyze what you're already doing with your time and with your productivity before you can make changes and make it better. So I want you to grab this free download. You can find it in my members only resource library, and you can ask for the password by going to 41more.com/library, or I will link that in the show notes at 41more.com/44. So in this episode, I wanted to chat about systems, because systems are the secret sauce for being productive. People that are productive are not more special. They're not smarter. They're not anything. They just have probably developed systems. Now, systems can seem like a scary word for some people, but they really don't need to be. Systems are just those things you put in place to make habits that are automatic. It's basically making it so you don't need to think about things, but you get them done. You probably have a system when you brush your teeth. You probably do the same thing every time, whether you first put on the toothpaste and then put your toothbrush under the water, or you do it the opposite way. You probably have certain systems in place to help you remember to do that, or how to get ready in the morning. You probably have systems in place for where to get your clothes and which order you put them on. And it's just so automatic. You do it without thinking, and you're pretty good at it because it's automatic. So all you have to do is take those silly little illustrations and apply them to the bigger things in your life that are driving you crazy, the things that are keeping you from being organized and productive. So systems are just those ways of making things automatic. So let's talk about a few things that could be automatic and should be, because they're going to help your productivity in the long run. What about chores? Are your kids involved in chores in your house, and are they automatic, or do you have to nag and check up and like whine at them all day to get chores done? If that's the case, then you don't have a good system in place. So we will chat a little bit about how to implement systems, but basically you need to find out what's choking everyone up. What's making the process not work? Is it because they don't know what's expected of them? Is it because they have not a good way to find out what to do each day? They don't really know where the list is. You haven't clearly told them what to do. Is it that they've never been taught what is expected? So when you say clean the bathroom, they don't know the steps needed to take to make a clean bathroom. Maybe it's too complicated. Maybe it's your communication. It could be a lot of things. So you have to figure out what's standing in the way of those chores becoming automatic and getting done. You've got to find out what's in the way of that system working properly. What about schoolwork flow? If you're homeschooling, do you have systems in place so that when your kids wake up, they know how to start their day? They know how to accomplish the subjects, especially if your kids are kind of in the, say, fifth grade and up range, where they should be quite independent in their school day. Not to say you're not going to help them or teach them little bits in different subjects, but boy, from fifth grade on up, you shouldn't have the full load of school on you. There need to be systems in place to get those tasks done. And some of my favorite resources I'll link in the show notes include things like Trello.com for a way for the kids to check what's expected each day. It keeps them on task. And what about the pesky part of school, which would be paper filing? Do your kids know what to do when an assignment's done? Do you have flow systems for the paperwork involved in homeschooling? There's a lot of things like this that need to be in place. And if they're not, your life is going to feel chaotic. So I will link to a bunch of resources in the show notes, but these are some things to get you thinking. Let me list one more thing that could be a system that will streamline your week and give you more hours back in your week as well. And that would be ordering groceries. If you're still going to the grocery store for, say, several hours a week, including drive time, shopping time, bringing it home, putting it away, you are wasting too much time. I really want to encourage you to start ordering groceries. Most of us, many of us in this country, are living in a place where we can order groceries online and simply drive up, and the really kind people at the store will stick it in your trunk for you. I do this. I'm in a rural area and it's available in my area. So I bet you most of you listening to this probably have a service pretty close by for this grocery pickup. I'm telling you, this saves me probably 2 to 3 hours a week. And it's amazing. And it's a systematic automation now in our house. If something runs out, the kids know where to write it. And I have a regular flow where a certain day each week, I sit down, order groceries. It takes me 10 minutes or less, and then it's done. And it's all automated. I don't have to think about it. It's not this big, stressful chunk of a day. And that's just one example of creating a system. So systems are basically those regularly occurring tasks that you've made automatic so that you don't have the stress of having to think through each process. These processes happen at their appointed time and they get done, and they get done well. So here's where I want you to apply this bit of information, because I want you to be more productive this year. And one of those ways is creating systems for your home, your work, your homeschool, all the projects you want to get done. So here's what I want you to think about. What tasks in your home are not happening smoothly or not happening at all? Is it related to paperwork? Is it related to chores? Is it related to meal prep? Is it related to homeschool? What is it related to with? Do you have mail clutter? Maybe it's even the laundry. We have a laundry system where I don't spend any time hardly doing laundry. I only do my own laundry, and there are 7 people in my house. And so if you have not set up a laundry system, that's a great place to start. I'll link to a bunch of resources on that as well in the show notes. But I want you to think through and brainstorm, number one, which systems do you need to start working on this year? Now, you're not going to do them all at once. So brainstorm, get them all down on a list. And then you're going to pick your priorities. Which one do you think would change your life the most if you could get it up running smoothly? Choose that system to start with. And I want you to set it up and teach it to your kids. So what does it mean to set up a system? It basically means to think through, how am I going to take away the barriers to entry? How am I going to get rid of the excuses for not doing it? I'm going to make sure the physical space is there. So if it's a laundry system, make sure your laundry room is set up properly and the kids can reach the soap and there are laundry baskets and the kids have baskets in their rooms to put their dirty laundry. And then make sure you've set up a day for them to do laundry. Make sure they know how to be reminded of that, whether it's a chart or it's on Trello or, you know, however else it works in your house. Set it up so that there are no reasons for it not to work. Then you have to teach it to your kids. So it's not good enough for you to know the system. You have to communicate that to your kids. For the first time, do it with them. Make sure they know what to do. And then set it into automatic. Once they've gotten the hang of it, or if it's a system for yourself, I've been talking a lot about having the kids do a system, but maybe it's your own system with school papers. Maybe you need to have a good system with keeping your homeschool papers organized. So you need to figure out why it's not happening, and you need to set up a system right now. Get the physical things. Do you need a 3-ring binder? Do you need page protectors? Do you need a master checklist? Do you need to print off a blank transcript for your high schooler and start filling that out? What are the things that will make this more automatic? Then maybe you also need to block in time during your week to make this system happen. So I order groceries on Thursdays because on Fridays, my husband picks it up. So that's my time-blocked schedule. Maybe for you, it's going to be Friday afternoons at 3 o'clock. You're going to go through the school papers. You're going to look at them. You're going to record grades. You're going to fill out things and you're going to reset the Trello boards for the next week. Whatever it is, set up your systems. Take a few minutes right after listening to this podcast. Get your system set up. And let's see if this doesn't set you on the track of being more productive this year. I hope you're going to join me for the 25-day productivity challenge. We're already halfway through, but there's still more time, and you can find all of the resources in that challenge if you go to 411more.com/challenge. And then once again, find all the resources mentioned in this podcast in the show notes at 411more.com/44. I hope you'll set up some systems this week in your home and your homeschool and find a more productive year. Thanks for joining me. And in the meantime, happy homeschooling.